Do you have a garden? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've always wanted to be a plant person, but I've always struggled to actually be a plant person. I'm even bad enough that I have killed succulents sometimes, and those are supposed to be pretty eternal. But a friend of mine rents a room at my house, and she's actually really good at keeping plants. So we have a fair amount hanging around, which I really love. And today's Devo isn't necessarily just about plants, but I think you'll see the connection since it's called Gardening by Bethany Acker. When I was growing up, my family always had a garden. I would help plant the tiny seeds, water them, and tear out the weeds that grew around them. I became so used to watching the little plants pop out of the ground year after year and then grow until they were large enough to produce all kinds of delicious vegetables that I became almost numb to it. What was the big deal? But now, when I think about how a tiny seed goes into the ground one day, and then just weeks later, there's a plant large enough to produce food for me to eat, it's pretty amazing. God's creation is captivating. He created all the vegetables and the fruits with their unique seeds, unique ways of growing, and unique flavors. Potatoes and carrots grow under the ground, tomatoes grow on vines, and cobs of corn grow on tall stalks. It's fascinating to witness all these things come to be. God put so much care into each of them, just as He did you and me. God never made any mistakes in His world. God made each plant unique. In a well-tended garden, these plants grow from tiny seeds to large vegetable-producing plants. Isn't it awesome that God put just as much care into you and me, and He wants to help us grow, too? He created each of us to be unique, like all the many varieties of plants we find in a garden. He created us to grow and bear fruit, and He tends us like a careful gardener. But on our own, we can't make ourselves grow spiritually. In John 15, Jesus said, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Once we've put our trust in Jesus, His Holy Spirit lives in us, helping us mature in our faith and producing good fruit in our lives. The fruit of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as we find in Galatians 5:22-23. It was amazing to see the garden I had growing up, and it's also amazing to see how God can help me and work in me. I am so grateful to Him for all He does for me and how He helps me grow. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Have you ever taken time to marvel at how such small seeds grow into large plants that produce food for us? How could it be encouraging to remember that the same God who designed the plants to be unique and to grow and produce fruit is also the same one who designed us, and He wants to patiently help us grow and bear the fruit of righteousness? As you and I can read in John 15:5, "I, Jesus, am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 15:1-17, and Galatians 5:22-23, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something lately, like the gardening story? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about singing to God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.